We're back. Thomas Lux, great poet. Bruce McKeever, great poet. Both of you have other lives as well. We are talking specifically because we have an opportunity here in Atlanta, Georgia, to experience poetry in a way that's not done anyplace else. You, Thomas Lux, you hold a named chair in poetry, and you also oversee a named chair in poetry, one of which Bruce McKeever has made possible. Mm-hmm. This idea that a technical school, and President Clough is intent on it being a great school in all dimensions, has offered a leadership role in both higher education, but also in the community at large. And some of what I'm hearing as you talk about poetry, interior, exterior, you're talking about big communities, and people like Bruce McKeever make it possible to go into places where you wouldn't be otherwise.
Sure.
Is that the work that you do?
It just seemed to be the right thing to do with these gifts that Georgia Tech got from Bruce and from the Bournes. It just seemed like that we had a kind of moral right to do the best and the most one could do with that kind of funding to spread the word, to get poetry to more people, to share it with the community, not just Georgia Tech students, but the larger community of Atlanta. It just seemed to me like the right thing to do. No, but they didn't tell me I had to do any of this. It just seemed right. And I also had a personal stake. A friend of mine put up a lot of money to create this chair, and I wasn't going to let anybody else fuck that up or not do the right thing with that.
And that was Bruce McKeever, your friend.
Yes, yes. I mean,
Tom really made the difference here. I had thought of that. Actually, Tom gave me the idea of a rotating chair.
No, that was your idea.
Was it?
And it was a great idea.
Yeah,
that
okay, because idea. I didn't want someone to just sort of be here and...
Oh, originally, rotating one semester,
one semester.
But it was your idea to have three each semester, three visiting McKeever,
yeah,
to break that up. And that has created the most unique poetry course in any university in the country, because it's taught by three different nationally known poets and teachers.
Who say, I'm a McKeever.
Yeah, they can put it on their resumes, yeah.
To become a noun, that's pretty...
it really is, but to really cut through, it is Tom that has made the... I wanted to give something back to Tech and to enrich this this institution, and particularly in writing and in poetry. And actually, it had to be in writing because Bourne had taken the poetry chair. So, so I said, well, damn it, we're going to do this thing this way. But it was Tom that made the difference, because Tom came here, and it was just an opportunity. I had spent 3 years in limbo. I mean, they didn't know what to do with it. They had some people that I wasn't consulted with, and it wasn't working, because nobody grabbed the opportunity, sat here, saw the real void, both at Georgia Tech and in the Atlanta community, and it's a very sophisticated, intelligent audience down here. It was just ripe for this to take off. And Tom made it happen because he brings great people down here. He is not his ego, you know. He is one of the most giving people. He's helped me so much. I wouldn't have this book if it wasn't for Tom, and many things, and be writing the way that I do. And he's done that for so many people. He's a very giving person, and he loves poetry, and he's using this base in a community that really appreciates what it is he's doing.
Well, and you left 26 or 7 years at Sarah Lawrence in New York, which is sort of the center of the universe, I think, isn't it? I sometimes think New York is the center of the universe because I love the place. But you packed it up and came to a different place, and it's part of that work thing, isn't it?
It was just incredible. It was a challenge to do something that had not been done before in a particular place. It was a responsibility. I felt I was up to the challenge, and I feel I can handle the responsibility of it. It just seemed like it was the right, it had to be done right. The best had to be made out of those great gifts. It would have been bad juju to do it any other way.
No bad juju. I wondered, Tom, in coming after 26 or 7 years working out of Sarah Lawrence College, which is also a place known for creativity, that if it didn't enhance who and what you are as a poet to completely change your environment.
It was good for me as a poet and as a human being. And the kids here, the students, were starved for something like this. Mm-hmm. And they're coming out of the woodwork. There's almost like the Sarah Lawrence students of Georgia Tech keep gravitating towards poetry at Tech. The kids who come here because it's a great school, they're usually Georgia kids. They have Hope scholarships. They don't necessarily want to be XY engineer. They find out that they can also study poetry at Georgia Tech, and it was a chance to one last kind of turn in my teaching life to try to do something. Sarah Lawrence is great. I was the director of the MFA program there for years. I love the place. My daughter goes there. I go back there frequently. Still teach a little bit there, but this was a new challenge, and coming in my mid-50s, had to do it.
Thank you, Bruce McCaffer.
Well, Tech needed, and I didn't push Tom. I didn't push the committees or say, you know, this had to be that. I just was hoping that it would take, and I just knew that it would take, because I knew Tom, and it did, and it just the rest is history, because he saw the need, and this was the place that he could really contribute, and it spread. It has spread.
And you now have a national and international reputation, not just for Thomas Lux, but for all of these things that are congruent with Thomas Lux, the poet.
Well, we can bring some of the best poets in the world here to mm-hmm. read and to teach. And
then they go back and say, you know, sure. I was in Atlanta at Georgia Tech. And they're back in those places where there is a sort of like plants that put out little feelers, isn't
the
it?
The hot venue reading in our program now, or being a McEver visiting chairholder, is a gig that a lot of poets want, and we can bring a lot sooner or later. Everybody is going to be part of this.
Everybody includes the general audience as well, and sure. That's very exciting. We're going to be back for a couple of more minutes with Thomas Lux, who is the director of the poetry at Tech and also the inventor, because of people like Bruce McKeever and the Bournes, who have made Georgia Tech a unique place in the poetry world at Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta. I'm Paula Gordon. We'll all be back in just a minute.